Tumor says, no, maybe there's no raya here. I'll tell you. We're talking about the type of things that are not pressable. We're talking about dates or figs. Those are not things you press. Because we're not talking about oil. We're not talking about shemen and grapes. Olives and grapes is as man hagas, when you press them to make the olive oil or to make the wine, then taka the amorat is neman. So then the eighth would be leave it over to next year's pressing season. But here we're talking about yashin or wheat or yashin dates or figs that doesn't have a shas hagas. So therefore there's no way to leave it over. For the Gemara still though, the inichen ol regel, leave it over to a yomtif. Because of the new din with the Rabbonin, that on a yomtif, whatever an amoritz does is also Torah. We believe in amoritz bizman haregel. Rashi b'nichenu l'regel. She tumas amoritz ain't a beregel. There's no din tumas amoritz on a regel. The Rabbonin also will make then. Or even the amratzim amur makvid during the regel, not to be tomei but to be Torah. So also the same etzah, leave it over and use it in the regel first. So Hurtzaraya know that once it came to the Yad HaKoyin, and by the Kohen he knows it's Tomei, like he received it from the Amoritz. At a time when he can't leave the Amoritz, once he has to be Noig, like it's Tumah, it remains Tumah Yerlam. He does not have a right to leave it over to a time when it would be Neman. So more again says, no, maybe there's no proof here. I'll tell you, we're talking about Bedovar She'enoi Mishtam al Regal. We're talking about you have some type of food that can't last. Like you just got finished, it's here right after Sukkot now. So 2 Pesach is 6 months. You have this food, it's not going to last for 6 months. You have a date here. The date won't last for 6 months. So therefore, since it's not going to last, therefore the only answer to do is to burn it. So Rashi says like this, what does it mean to be serif? Rashi says, serif lach, im koyinu v'yei shemen l'truma madlikul neris. It means if it's something you could use for burning, burn it, use it while you're burning it. Yeah. Right. So Kohanim will not pressure the Shiloh. We don't know what will be the lach if the Kohen received it at a time when he's not allowed to leave the Amoritz. Is he allowed to leave it over now to use it in a later time when at that time the Zman of the press when the Amoritz is Neman? The Merubah is Basophic. Right, Mishnah says, V'yemome hefrashti l'toicha revias Kurdish Neman. If an Amoritz comes and gives a Kohen truma, wine that's a truma the whole year round, we say we don't believe in that it's Torah. But if the Amoritz says that inside this wine there's some kachim, then he does believe, he's believed. Like it's a migul that the Amoritz watches it carefully, that this wine that's going to be miyuchet for the Mizbeach, to be tor, he watches the whole barrel of wine, so even the trumer in it is also tor. Rosh Hashanah, we learned like this, not awesome, learned like this. Moidin Beishami Beisilo. Beishami Beisilo both agree. She boitkin liyoisai Pesach. When a person is going to bring a Korban Pesach, has to travel over a field. That's called the Beis HaPras. It means there's a suffix if there's a mace there or not. So you're allowed to go through it very easily just being Boidik. We'll soon see what that means. Just check it out to make sure there's no bones on top. I mean, just blow on top of the ground to make sure you see no bones of the mace. But V'yein Boidkin L'yechol Truma. If somebody wants to go over this field that we have a doubt, maybe a mace is buried there and the bones are around there, we don't let him go through this field just by checking it out. Since Truma is not a Zach, you have to eat the Truma right now. So if you go over this field, we have to be afraid maybe you came in contact with the mace, that you'll have Tuma Shiva, and after 7 days, then you become Torah. Let's see Rashi. She'boitkin li'ayse Pesach. Beis ha'pras. K'v'forosh v'yozol. That means hoyoholech lasas pischoy. Somebody was going to bring korban pesach on erev pesach. Obeisa pras means shel soda shenechus by kever. There was a field that somebody was buried there, but they plowed the field. So now you have a suffix if the bones are still around or not. So locher is mafsikoin that this field is a hefsik, is stopping you from going to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to go over this field. So how do you go through the field? You want to remain Torah. Like if you come in contact with the mace, you'll be Tumah Shevi, can't bring the Korban Pesach. So you want to be Torah, how do you do it? So locher is, boitkoi b'neficha, means just check it out by blowing. Blow in front of you to make sure there's no bones. V'yemyesh etzem kisera reyeyo v'nishra menu. If you see a bone, it has to be at least the size of a barley. So you'll see it and you go away from it, you won't go near it. V'yetzem kisera enim etam abiyel. It doesn't have any Tumas oil, the etzem kisera. But it's only what? Ella b'maga v'masa. It only has Tumas maga v'masa. lefikach boidik benefikha. Therefore, what you have to be careful is just that you're not going to come in contact with the bone. If you stand on top of the bone, that wouldn't bother us. If the mace is buried underneath there, and there's only a small letzum left, it's not as no tumas oil. The tumor doesn't shoot up. So we're not afraid if the bone is underneath you. We're only afraid maybe you'll see the bone on top of the ground, and you'll kick it, you'll move it. That's called masa, you'll be nageya, it'll be matamiyu. So the way to check that there's no bones on top is just to blow there to make sure nothing's there. So this is a kula you can be knowing if you have to bring a korban pesach. But the din is, v'yein, boidkin li'ech l'truma. But for l'truma, you can't do this. Ein same chim al b'dika zu, you can't be samech on this. There's no zman you have to eat the truma today. There's no rush. So then we say, if you go over this field, we have a doubt. Maybe you touch the mace. So then we say, yamtin shivas yamin. You have to wait 7 days. You have to spritz on you from the mechatis on the 3rd day and the 7th day. As if you have to be knowing the mamish, you touch the mace, you have to be knowing. And we say then, v'yitzvol, and you have to be toivel then. Avagabi Pesach, Hoyal based across the Rabbonin, since this tumor is only a suffix with the Rabbonin, is Lahemido de Vrain Makum Kurus. The Rabbonin did not put up the Chumra Makum Kurus to stop you from bringing the Korban Pesach. Now, since today is Erev Pesach, and you have to get to the base of Midrash to bring the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to walk over this field. Just check it out, blow there, make sure there's no bones on top of the field. You have a right to go over the field and you're Torah. Now, Shankin, if you go through the field, and you want to eat truma that night, then we say nothing doing. There's no mitzvah you have to rush to eat the truma today. Wait 7 days, be nice like your tumma, and you'll eat the truma 7 days later. Mar says now, my boitkin, what does it mean boitkin? So, Omer Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, menafe chodem beis apras. You just have to blow, like, have a fan there, and blow the ground in front of you to make sure there are no bones there. Verluch, and then you go. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Mishmed Ula Omar Beis HaPras Shenidash Tor. If a Beis HaPras means you have a field, again, that was once a kever there, and they plowed over the field, now Shenidash, that you know people trampled on top of the field. That's enough. We know at one time somebody trampled over the whole field, Tor, Liyaseh Pesach, that if you're going over this field to bring Korban Pesach, you Tor. Lohemidu Devrem Makam Kurus. Since if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, Yichayev Koris, the Rabbanan didn't put their tumas based on prasir to stop you from bringing the Korban Pesach. Abel Yechle Truma, if you want to go through this field, and then you want to eat Truma for your Koyin, Hemidu Devrem Amaka Misa. Yes, the Rabbanan said that since there's a Misa B'dei Shemayim, the Rabbanan will mach me. If you go through the based on pras, you should know that you have to be now like your tummy, and you can't eat it for 7 days, still you have Azor, Shlishu Shvi, and become Torah. Now we boil it, we have a suffer like this. What's going to be a kain that on Erev Pesach now was going through the field because he had to go bring a Korban Pesach? So he had a right to go through the field. And then at night, after he brings the Korban Pesach, he wants to eat Truma also. What's the din then? If such a kain, can he eat Truma not? Is Ulu, Oima Ula says, Bodak lepischoi mutalecha betrumosoi. Yes, like since he checked it out to eat the Korban Pesach, so if a Chilchus Pesach, we say his Torah, it's like a steer to say he should be tummy for the Truma. So once he went through Al-Manach to bring Korban Pesach, he had a hetter to go through there, so Rabbanim was not metamim, who had then when he wants to eat Truma now, still his Torah. Rabba Barulu Amano, Bodak Lepischa, if a person went through the field and checked it out, so true he could bring Korban Pesach, but the Lachar is also Lecha B'Trumasai. He should know when he wants to eat Truma though, for that we're not Mekel. To go eat truma, we have to be afraid, maybe you take a touch the mace, and therefore you can't eat the truma. So, Omalei Yehusaba, so somebody, the older person said, Latiflug Ledula, he told Rabba Barula, he says, don't argue Anula. Why did Tanan Kavosi, we learned like Ula, that what you are allowed to eat the truma. It says, Na Mishnah, Vimo, Maha Frashti Latoycha Revias Kaidesh Nemun. It says now, Mishnah the Amorites, if his stam gives truma, he's not never to say it's Torah. But if he says in this wine that's this truma, there's also some wine that's miyuchet from the Sochim, from Hegdish, he's Neman. Alma, what do you see? midmehem in a kodesh mehem nam yatrumi. You see such a migu that since the Amoritzes believe nogeya to kodshim, we believe him already that this wine is torah legam even for the truma shemboy. His ochinami midmehem in a pesach. Since the Rabbanim will make up for him to go bring us Karm Pesach, he's allowed to walk through this field. It's a nechnami mehem enami atruma. Havad the Rabbanim will make up yet to say he is allowed to eat truma. He's still tor to eat truma also. Right. Then the Mishnah says kade yayim vekade shemen, the barrels of wine and the barrels of the oil. Well, it says Tony will learn like this in the Braisa. Ein nemonim loyala kankanim loyala truma. You're not nemen on the barrel and not on the truma. For the Gemara kankanim demai. What type of barrel are we talking about here? Like what's the shaila? E kankanim the kodesh. If you want to tell me now this barrel is full of kachrim inside it, so bazoi, notice there's wine inside this barrel that the Amoritzes bring it to the mizbeach to use for the nesachim. So if so, mi gudim hemen hakodesh hemen nami kankanim. Once the Amoritzes never to say the wine inside this barrel is Torah, the Chori has to be never to say the barrel also is Torah. Because how could you have the barrel Tomei and the wine Torah? So once we're saying the wine is Torah, that automatically means that the barrel is also Torah. So what do you mean to say not never on the barrel? Eli, you have to say this, Kankanam the Truma. Talking about the barrel that has Truma inside it, that is not never on the barrel. For the Gemara Pshita, Vadi is not never on the barrel. Hashta truma lemehemin, just like the Amorit is not nemen on truma the whole year. To say it's tor, the kain, the chavri is not allowed to accept it from him. He's like kankanim hemin. Like what's the tzad in the world? Why should we say about the Amorites is not nemen about the kankanim? So Gemara says, Ela bereikonim. You know what we're talking about here? We're talking about empty barrels. Bereikonim. The kodesh, we're talking about empty barrels that was once used to store kachim there. Uvishai yemois hashona. It's talking about the rest of the year. Over Malayim the Truma. This is one category. Over Malayim the Truma, over Shas Agitas. Tanan. The Huadin where it's filled up with Truma, and also about the Shas Agitas. So Rashi says like this. Perekonim the Kurdish. Liacha Shira Mehen Kurdish. After you poured off the wine that was Miyuchas for the Mizbeach, after you poured it off, while you're Shomer the Kurdish, still you're watching now this barrel to store further Kachem in it. Ain't a Nemanash Rosen. That's the thing, you're not nemen anymore. You only nemen on kochim, calls them on, the kochim is in the barrel. True, the amaratzim are makbut on the kochim to keep it torn. But when you empty out the wine, just the fact is the barrel itself still torn, for that we don't believe the amaratz. That's one halacha. That's what it means. The barrels of kochim, after you empty out the kochim, they're not nemen to say it's still torn. Uvishar kol yomei sashon, a klaimer. Kol yomei sashon, ad lekoidish ein chilek, ben shasa gitas l'shar yomei sashon. The same halacha. That the Amoritz is nemen on kachim, that's only on the wine itself. And if the wine is in the barrel, kol zaman is in the barrel also is tor. But once you take out the wine, there's no more kachim in the barrel. On the barrel itself, we don't believe the Amoritz, that this then applies kol yomei sashon, the whole year. Now, over Malayim the Truma, the Shasagitas, the Trashi, Shafa Pishla Gozru, Al Trumoson, the Shasagitas, even at the time when you're pressing the wine, we say the Amorites is never to say the wine is Tor, Mifnei Hefsit Kahanim, Chaverim, the Nimsas Mafidim Roy Trumoson, Eretz Yisrael, Halakan Kahanim. Since Roy the Truma comes from Eretz Yisrael, so the kids say we want them to be believed, so we believe the Amorites to give the Truma to the Kohen. But at that time, we're only believed upon the wine, but ala kakanim loyaminum. The Rabbanim did not believe the Amorites on the barrels. V'yena kahanim chaverim mekablim yen kakanim. Im hatruma. Avo ma'ara noisen lekaleim. What they have to do is, when the Amorites comes with this barrel of wine now, so the kohen is allowed to say, okay, pour the wine into my barrels, I'll keep your wine, but your barrel take home, I'm not allowed to trust you on the barrel. That's the locha. Of the Shas Agitos, when the Rabbanu will make all the Amoritzes nemen on the Truma even, to say it's tor, that is only on the wine itself you nemen to say it's tor. Then on the barrel, the Kohen cannot accept the barrel. He has to empty out the wine into his own barrel and let the Amoritz take his barrel home. Rashi says, with the Kavos Yamin Lekamon, at the Tame, Don Yasakasha, Shereligian Timayim Tumashiva, Umashkin Tarim. Even though we know you got more tumah on the barrel, but the mashkin tak is tor. So that's what the Brice is saying now. Kurekonim the Kodesh in Anemon, who Vishayimais Hashonah. Now, over Malayim the Truma, when you have a barrel full of wine of Truma, over Shasa Gitas Tanan, the Shasa Gitas that the Amorites is Neman on the wine, it's only in the wine and not on the barrels. For the Amorites Tanan, we learned like this, Kad the Yayim Vekadi Shemin, Hamudumas, that you have the Kadi Shemin that's Mudumas. So for the Gemara, my love, aren't we talking about Mudumas the Truma? That's Mudumas the Truma, and still we say we believe the Amorites. Trashut ul katoni nemonim akadim mashmud even nemon on the kad. So that's what the Mishnah says. Kad de shemen, kad de yayin, mashmud the barrel of the wine itself. Hamadumas that had meduma means had shumer inside it. The amoris peshas lagitis is nemon. Mashmud is even nemon to say the barrel is tor. So how could you say now the barrel is tummy? So Marantz is midveri abchiya medumas the kodesh. That's what the Mishnah says, we believe the Amorites, it's only where some kutchim is mixed up, not truma. For the Gemara, miyika dimu l'kodesh, do you ever such a lush like that? Dimu l'kodesh? Dimu always means truma, when truma gets mixed up l'chumen. And dimu l'pasher means the tevel. That means we have this wheat, like before you took off the truma, it's called tevel. When it gets mixed up with chumen, that's called meduma. You didn't fix it up yet. But by kutchim is no dinner fixing up. Kutchim is kutchim. The Rashi says, Umiyika dimul akhoidish, tevel shloinisakin meduma betruma. Ava kurdish lihuskul lifresh mitoichon. There's no din truma by kotchim. You don't have to take away any part of it. Shaya tevel meduma betoichoi. To say that you have tevel of kotchim. So what do you mean meduma by kotchim? So Marin says, Amidvari abeloi, be metayer as tivloi, litum imenon the sochim. That is being metayer as tevel true. It's talking about real tevel. Now you didn't take off the truma yet. But you'd be metayrit almanas to give from this wine for the nesachim. So in the case again, you have the migul that the amoris now he's like doing two in one. He's taking care of the truma, but he's also want to give some wine for the kutchim. So since he's given some wine for kutchim, migul the amoris is leaving again to the kutchim, who then is leaving again to the kadim for the truma russel. So that's the only time you believe on the kadim. But if not empty for the by truma, you never on the kadim. The Mishnah says that 70 days before the press, it's already v'cheskas to be tor. So mashmi, you have to start the mitar your press 70 days in advance. Somer Abaya, Shema Mina, from here we hear, that dinuhu, there's alocha, the luya yarisa, you gotta tell your workmen, the orers that takes care of your fields, lemitra chagufi, to be torah, to take care of the kelim, is news for the press, shivin yoyma makme miyatzarta. 70 days before they start using the press, you have to start taking care of cleaning it out and being metayrit. Because mashman, that's the minig here, that 70 days in advance used to be metayrit. So to Mishnah. Min ha-moidiyin ulefnim. Moidiyin is a place of like 15 mil outside Yerushalayim. That's this place called Moidiyin. Rashi says, Moidiyin shem krach is the name of a city. Rochug Yerushalayim tesvav mil. It's 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says this, min ha-moidiyim ulefnim. If you're from that city inwards, closer to Yerushalayim, ne'monim ha-klicheres. The people, the Amoratim, that make klicheres, are earthly kelim, are never to say the Torah. And we'll see in the Gemara, it's a shas atchak, because they didn't make any earthly kelim in Yerushalayim itself. Because you have to use a big furnace, and you weren't allowed to use a big furnace in Yerushalayim, that smoke should not be going up in Yerushalayim, you can't use the big furnace. So they used to have to make the klicheruses right outside Yerushalayim. So in order the Kohanim had to use a lot of klicherus. Because the Kohen Lamashal, let's say he cooked up his kutchim. Kohanim used to eat kutchim. Now when they use the klicherus is balaya. The tam of the shlomim goes into the kli. So the tam stays there and 2 days later becomes noisy. You can't use the kli anymore. You have to throw away the kalim. So the Kohanim decided they had to keep on using new earthly kalim. So where can they get it from? In Yerushalayim they can't make it. They have to get it from right outside. Those Amoratsim there. So if you're going to tell me that they're Tohar, that they're Tomei, the Kohanim won't have what to eat with. It's like it's Gzeira, Shef Shalamed Bo, the Rabbanim will make them. Then at this 15 mil of outside Yerushalayim, if you're buying from even an Amoritz, a person that makes the Klicheris, he's never to say it's Tohar. Min Amadiyim Ulechutz, if you want to buy from a factory outside Medim, ain't no money. Then since the factory is owned by an Amoritz, then we don't believe him, because it's not such a shasat chak. The Kohanim should not go so far. They should have just went in this first 15 mil to buy the Kli Cheres. Kate said, what's the case? Ha keder, that's the person that makes the pots. Shu meicher ha kederos. Ha keder, the pot itself. Shu meicher ha kederos, he's selling the pots. Nichnaf lefnim min ha-medim. If he comes inside, close to it, from Medim to Yishlayim. Hu ha keder, he is only Neman himself. Vehein ha kederos, these have to be the same pots. Vehein ha loikim, there's the people that buy it. Neman. These are the ones that's Neman. Yotzein ha Neman. If he goes out, though, further, then they're not Neman. Rashi says like this: Hu akeder, mi shevi'in lamadiyin heminu lefi sheyefsha. Whoever brought it into Madiyin is neman. Avol imosran biyad keder amoritz hayoshe b'madiyin olufnim leminu. If the person that brought it gave it over to somebody else, then we don't believe him anymore. Ve'in akderus, alois nakderus shevi'u heminu. Only the pot that was brought. V'loy letzarif imoim kederus shal keder acher and hayoshe b'madiyin. And not to take these pots and other pots and to say both the Torah. Only the pot that was brought to you, the Tyra, you could use. Reina Leichim, Chaverim Shiru Sheviyu, the Chaverim that saw the way somebody brought the pot, is Neman Akeder Etzloi. V'lo Yetzel Leichim Acherim, but somebody else that wants to borrow it off you is not Neman anymore. What about Yotzim in Amadiyim, Leshuv Liachra Vena Neman? If you take the pot that was once inside Madian to outside Madian, then you're not Neman anymore. Once you take the pot away from Madian, outside Yishlayim, so far away, then from an Amorit, you don't believe him that it's Torah anymore. Moses says, Tony, we learned like this. Madian, the city Madian itself, Pomim Kilifnim, Pomim Kilichutz. Sometimes that's aloch like inside, sometimes called like outside. Ketzad. Keder Yoitse. If the Keder, the person that makes the pot, goes outside, Rashi, Yotze means min the Madiyim Losh. Yekaitan, keder, if you have the pot, Yotze goes out. The Chova Nichnas, and the Chova comes into Madiyim Kalefnim. It's called like inside, and you believe him. Rashi, keder, Yotze, Lefnim, and the Madiyim, the Nichnas, the Madiyim. Keder, the person that's making the pot, comes from inside, closer to your Yerushalayim, into Madiyim. In such a case, he's never in store. If you brought the pot, it was closer to Yishlayim, and you brought it into Madian, and the chover came now from outside Madian, inside Madian. Since the pot was never taken further than Madian, they're never to say it's store, that's okay.
The Gemara says, what about Shnehem Nechnosim? Rashi says it means both of them, the Kader and the Echover, both come from outside Modian. They were further away into Modian. That is not enough. It's only Neman if he comes further, closer to Yerushalayim. Or else, Oishneim Yoitzim Kluchutz. Let's say both of them go outside. That's also called Kluchutz. In other words, both of them at first were inside, closer to Yerushalayim. And then both of them went out into Moedim. That's called Kluchutz. Since they were close to them, both of them went out to Moedim. That has a din like Kluchutz, and there is not Nemun. Sanhedrin Gemara says, Omer Abaye says, Afana Namitnina. I'll bring you proof of this also. I'll bring you proof for now Mishnah that it has two halachas. It says, Na Mishnah HaKader Shemocheres HaKaderus. The person that makes the pot and now wants to sell them, v'nichnas lefnim min ha-medim, and he comes in closer towards Yerushalayim, closer than Medim, so it says he's Nemun. So diik is taimed lefnim min ha-medim, only because he came closer into Yerushalayim, towards Yerushalayim, further in than Medim. Ho Medim gufa loim hemen. Mashmir, they only like they're coming from the outside and they only stop in Medim, then loim hemen, they're not Nemun. That's like we said, Shneim Nichnosim is Klechutz Dami. Amos say, for what does the end of the Mishnah say? Yotzo Eina Neman. If they go out from Madian, they're not Neman. Ho Madian Gufa Neman. Mashma, if they're still only inside Madian, then they are believed. Elalav Shramina, this is a proof that Kan Beker the Yotzei Vechove Nichnas. If the Keder, the one that's made the pot, first had it closer to Yerushalayim, and then he went out into Modian. But the Chover now is coming from further away from Modian, into Modian, that's okay, that's called Kalefnim Dami. where both of them is going out, and there's both the chover and the person that's making the pot. First was closer in towards Yerushalayim, and now they both went out to Modiin. That's called Klechutz. Or Shneim Nechnosim, or else both of them came from outside Modiin, and now they only came into Modiin. That's also called Klechutz Dami, and they're not Neman there. In such a case, they have to come further in than Modiin. So the Moratoni will not like this. Nemonim b'klicheres hadakin lakodesh. The nemon, this kader that makes it on a thin earthly kli, and not in a gate of kachim, like we said, because it's a big shas hatzorich. Because the kahanim, whenever they use the klicheres, since the kachim is blua inside the klicheres, it becomes nicer, and they can't use it longer than that, more than a day or two. So they always have to have new kelim. Therefore, we have to make it easy for them to get it. And Omar Rashlokis said that for who shenitlum biyodachas, the kelim also have to be pretty small that you can pick it up in one hand. If it's too big for one hand, then they're not neman, because it's not such a shas hatzorach, then you don't need it so much. Like mainly, what you need is the smaller kelim. For Rabbi Yechanan Amar, no, afilu shein nitolim biyodachas. Even though they're bigger, you can't pick it up with one hand. Still, it's also called the shas hatzorach that the chum will make or to believe the amoritz that's making these kelim. It's only where it's empty. It's an empty pot, an empty pitcher. But if it's full of water, then we don't believe them. In other words, like since on the water it's tamei, who are then the pot is also called tamei. Even if they're full of water, still we believe them. Even if you put your own private water there, it's not even water shakachim. Your own private water, also it's tor. The Yomar Rav and Ravis says, Umoydi Rabbi Yechanan, B'mashkin atzmon shehein t'mein. Rabbi Yechanan though agrees though that even though the pot we say is tor, but the mashkin himself is tamei. And the mashkin is not a shasa tzorich. You don't need it. You can manage without that water. So therefore the bonim will not make, or therefore the water is tamei. And we say, V'yalta tamei, don't ask the question then, how could that be, that we're saying the keli is tor, the earthly kli is tor, you're allowed to use it for kachim, but the water is tamei, how could that be? If the water is tamei, it has to be because the kli was tamei. So Mora says, no, don't wonder about this, V'yalta tamei. Sharei, we know there are cases that login mole mashkin, you have a lug, a measure, a big pot, like a big pitcher, full of mashkin. The locher is login to mein. There's such a case that the pitcher itself is tummy. Tuma shiva. If it has too much vomit to be tummy 7 days. Or mashkin toirin. Mashkin, the water inside it, we say is tor. So you see, for tuma the rabbonin can make halukim. That one could be tor and one could be tummy. Like Rashi says, v'yalta tamei, she'kol divrei chachomim kachain. This is the way the chom do things. Shirei shemati eitzo klicheres hamatzil es hamashkin shebetoichoi, v'yava klicheres es earthly kli, that has water inside it, v'yei matzil kol kli shotef, mehalogin tameim, tuma shiva, v'yei mashkin teren. Certain times the kli itself takri is tamei, but the mashkin inside it is tor. So it's possible to make a difference. One is tummy and one is tor. All right, we'll stop here.